making energy services affordable and available to all of mankind is a very big challenge. We still have 1.4 billion people without energy, without electricity. We have about 2.7 billion using biomass, cow dung, and as their primary source of energy. To end that energy poverty, we still need a lot of investments, a lot of political action to be able to attract investors to provide energy services to the world's poor. Those without access to electricity are the same people that do not have access to clean water. They're the same people who are the poorest in terms of income poverty in the world. On the climate change side, as you know, 60 to 70% of the greenhouse gases come from energy generation and also energy use. So you can't solve climate change without an energy revolution. These are two issues that will converge this year.
What are we exactly expect to achieve at this high level sustainability for all forum?
Well, as you know, we are betting on the long term. There are many energy conferences around the world, but they're either organized around technology or special interest groups in the energy business. What we are doing in the UN is combining the convening power of the United Nations and the convening power of the World Bank. We're bringing that convening power here, giving voice to everybody, civil society, business, politicians, and also small and big countries to look at energy holistically. How energy is the enabler of sustainable development, how in fact we can bring in investments to solve climate change as well. So this year, we're focusing on looking at how do we implement SDG 7. Assuming member states adopt sustainable goal number 7, which is ensuring affordable, reliable, sustainable, modern energy services for all. Assuming they adopt it, how do we make it happen? And we're calling it converting commitments to kilowatt hours for real people. Of course, subsequent years, we want to see evidence. Did we really make it happen?
As you have said, participants are coming from government, business, and civil society. So describe for us why and how this mix of attendees will help address the critical issues of energy security around the world.
We realized very early on, about 7-8 years ago, that the real financing, technology, and knowledge we need to create this energy revolution is in the hands of the private sector. So for us, a central drive has been getting them interested in ending energy poverty. For that to happen, you need appropriate public policy. You need energy sector reforms across the board, whether it's in the United States or in Sierra Leone or in Burundi or in Bangladesh. You need the role of government to create that enabling environment. Remember, energy investments are long-term. These are not quick fixes. Those investments will be in place 30, 40 years. So you need the civil society mobilized, knowledgeable, to encourage their politicians to say, do what is right for the future generation.
There are 17 sustainable development goals in the pipeline for adoption in September, with 169 sub-targets, according to sources or analysis. So what would you say to those who feel that this is probably overambitious, given the sheer number of goals and targets?
I don't believe having 17 goals is overambitious. I think it is the reality of the difference between sustainable development goals and Millennium Development Goals. For Millennium Development Goals, it was a simple message, a social compact between the rich North and the poor South. How do we help you lift yourselves out of human misery and poverty? In SDGs, we're saying, fine, now we have a development agenda that is not just about helping the poor. It is a development agenda that says, how do we all become prosperous? But at the same time, we pay more attention to protecting ecosystems, lowering emissions, but of course creating wealth and creating an inclusive world. So it has to be complex.
According to estimate, achieving SDGs would be very costly. While the developed countries have yet to honor their promise to provide a 0.7 in aid, can we expect them to come up with more ambitious goals and commitments, and more importantly, to honor their promises?
Well, let me put it this way. Of course, developed countries have to honor their promises. The goal of 0.7% of GDP was set many years ago. But in the energy space, we are saying, think beyond that. This is not just about obligation. This is how do you create public-private partnership to bring in private investment? Getting 0.7% is one issue. getting the private sector to bring the real bigger capital is the real challenge. So let's not just get stuck in the 70s debates about obligations alone. The obligations matter, but it's converting those obligations into real public-private partnerships for crowding in bigger investments.